Holiday Safe Driving Campaign and are on the air because they care, and wish you all happy and safe holiday season.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, I'm back here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Russ Dizdar, and he's a Christian ordained minister who, of course, in addition to his church work, has worked a great deal with survivors of the government mind control programs, the CIA mind control programs, the satanic ritual abuse programs, the familial ritual abuse programs. There's basically a conscious effort to take people and change their entire mental outlook. On the part of the military, of course, they actually want to create super soldiers. And in fact, we saw a program on television the other night how they actually transform these men from human beings into super soldiers who could do incredible things, whether they're operating in heat or cold, or but of course they're trained to be fierce killers, and they kill without concern. This is what they've done. The military has told them, trained them to kill without mercy. It is all part of a program, and of course many of these people's minds have been altered, so they will become part of the Black Awakening. And it seems very difficult to believe, of course, we would have within our own military a section that deals with the supernatural, but it's really true. There's a movie that's coming out, put up by George Clooney. I don't know what it's going to be, but it's based upon a book called The Men Who Look at Goats. The Men Who Look at Goats, and of course it deals partly with a major general, and there's a number of people there. Of course, Michael Aquino, who was head of the Temple of Seth and deeply involved in the occult, but this major general, I think you've heard me probably tell this story about going back to visit Joyce Riley, and she showed me the spoon that the major general, who is an one of the people who's talked about frequently in this book, about the military delving into the supernatural, that this general has been able to take and bend the handle into a circle. And I picked up that handle. There was just no way humanly to bend that handle. But you see, they didn't use the human approach. They tapped into the other dimension. And when you realize this is not imaginary, there is another dimension, but you don't want to be tapping into it, because God has told us, avoid this sorcerers, avoid the mind readers, the diviners, the people who are into astrology. Avoid that. Why? Because you're tapping into power that God never intended us to have. But there are people within our government who are tapping into it and utilizing that not only for warfare against the enemy, but eventually for warfare against the American people. And with that as a background, Russ Dizdar, thank you so much for being with us.
Dr. Monteith, it's great to be here again. Thank you.
Well, certainly, I've been reading your book. It's really chilling. To realize there really are. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the super soldiers who have been
sure,
and what they
told
you?
Sure. I think it goes back to even the concepts in Nazi Germany, where demonic revelation built the political ideology and the military vision to create super soldiers, godmen, the Aryans. And there was a dream, a spiritually induced dream to build this. There's a reason for it. And I think that spilled over worldwide when the war was over, and a lot of those doctors and scientists and military leaders were brought here. And we can go trace it back all the way to mid-40s, and we can see now where the victims who are in their 40s and 50s, when we look at when they started, and all of them that we've dealt with, it begins back in childhood. And they've gone through years and years and years of this kind of development. It involves, on the one hand, splitting the human core, creating sub-personalities, which can be programmed and trained to be, assassins, those who can do reconnaissance, those who can infiltrate groups, sow disinformation, spy. And this technology came out of occultism. It has become weaponized, and we now see there may be 4.5 million diagnosed cases. Others believe another 5 million are out there in the United States. Colin Ross, the psychiatrist that you know, he mentions in his book that there may be up to 10 million. And that's astounding, Dr. Montes, that there would be even a million, because it's not a mental disorder where people just break down. It is a created, a produced condition.
And
the goal...
There you go, right ahead.
Oh, sure. And the goal, ultimately, is to bring about individuals that have superior abilities. So if you think in terms of a person who has 15 sub-personalities that all have different training for different, different needs, that when they are given codes to call forth the sub-personality up to do the assassination, to infiltrate, to go spy, to do whatever it may be, these individuals, they're literally controlled from beginning to end. But it goes further in this sense, that the personalities that are purposely split and created, programmed, Dr. Monteith, they know how to then transfer, they can call it energy, the ones that really understand this. It's demonic empowerment, just like a Christian would get empowerment to be a witness, empowerment to serve Christ by the Holy Spirit. These super soldiers will have supernatural empowerment within those programmed sub-personalities, and we have seen it. We have dealt with that again and again. There is almost nothing that can stop them once they surface and begin to do their agenda.
And, of course, as strange as it seems, this is not imaginary. People, the people who've been through this, many are very reticent to talk about it, but I know of two people in my community who are victims of satanic ritual abuse. Another one who was trained by the CIA. We've interviewed her frequently. I've met her personally. We've had dinner together. In fact, this moment here.
For over 15 years, K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery Care has provided not just clean carpet, but a healthy carpet. Bonded and insured, K&K has brought quality care to your home with a proven safe truck-mounted hot water extraction process that is pH-balanced, allergen-free, and safe for the environment. Tile, grout, heat transfers, and water damage care also available. For your free estimate, call K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery, 303-237-4655. Ask about the KHNC discount on your first cleaning. That's 303-237-GO-KK.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
With the pressures and excitement of the holidays, the likelihood of misusing or abusing drugs and alcohol increases. Practice moderation and common sense in celebrating the season at home or at parties, and especially behind the wheel on our roads or highways. That's from Restore Health and Counseling, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adults and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening, and treatment and rehab. Visit Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street in Denver. Visit them online at www.rhctherapy.com or call them at 303-373-1188. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Dr. Stan back here at the American Business Network, and with us this morning is Russ Izdar, and we're talking about his new book, The Black Awakening. And, of course, really what's so fascinating is, of course, they've created multiple personalities, but many of these personalities are actually demonically possessed. And many years ago, there was a television series, it was called The Pretender. It was the story of a young man who'd been, well, as a child, had been abducted and taken to some sort of a government project, and where his acuity, his ability had been massively increased. He could pretend to be anyone. Of course, it was a fascinating, you know, video program. The difficulty is, it was based upon truth. I have actually talked to people personally who've been through very, very similar programs. And, of course, were utilized by the CIA for sexual escapades to compromise politicians. Some of the biggest names in our nation were been compromised or utilized by this woman. And so, basically, of course, the demonic influence in this whole thing is what's so incredible. And actually, Russ, I was reading a section here where Russ was interviewing one of these super soldiers who told him that, you know, this one could speak fluent German and write fluent German because it was the demonic spirit. So many of these people can speak multiple languages or languages that don't even exist today. I mean, that's fascinating, Russ, that these demonic spirits are there. And these people who have never been outside the United States can speak fluent German and write in fluent German and multiple languages. Doesn't that amaze you as you, you know, you work with these people?
Oh, it definitely amazes us, because sometimes in the middle of deliverance or in dealing with personalities, we've had individuals sit down and begin to write fluently, and then they'd hand it to us, and we had no idea. Russian, they can write Latin, they could write German, they could speak. And different personalities would, you know, maybe one did speak fluent German, one spoke fluent Russian, one spoke Punjabi. So, and again, you got to realize that these languages then are used in their communication with others. In the entire system of hundreds of thousands of these individuals, some personalities can connect with other trained subpersonalities. We've watched this occur. Our issue is that we've dealt thousands and thousands of hours, spent that much time talking with and listening to. We've engaged in spiritual warfare. We've engaged in sometimes even a physical altercation, because when staff have been attacked, or even when a runner, a personality that has been trained that when somebody gets them and questions them, they pop up and literally bolt out the door. I mean, we've lost them for hours at times, and or we've been pulled into a setup. So it can be dangerous in dealing with them when they have handlers, a coven behind them, or rogue shadow military. We've engaged that, men in black uniforms. I'm not talking about the men in black. I'm talking about fatigues with certain kind of patches and Hummers that they've driven. We've engaged this, and it's really from the time we started dealing, just simply wanting to help individuals and lead them out of demonization and lead them to Christ. The difficulty has been that when sub-personalities come up and then whole new agendas, and we just dealt with a local church here, Dr. Monteith, just this last 4 days, where one individual leader has sub-personalities, began to run an escapade with individuals in the church, pulling them away, and we have just gotten into the middle of it. And actually, at this point, stopped it from going on. And here's what, again, hundreds, thousands of churches. We've been to many churches where these kind of individuals, the upfront personality, you know, can go into a church, act like they, you know, want to be a part of church and be religious and say the right things, but sub-personalities that are demonized and highly trained will come in to unleash satanic warfare. They will use those ancient languages to draw symbols in the church and leave it. They will use it in conjuring demonic presence in ancient ritual style. And they are spiritual warriors. They are physical warriors. Some call themselves psi warriors because of the powers to project. And, they believe, like you've mentioned, the men who stare at goats, the goat lab at Fort Bragg, the psi war unit down there, well, men, they were being trained to project psi powers to explode the heart or infect or cause damage to the brain, ultimately, of a enemy soldier. And many of these individuals will tell you that they have those abilities and that they can. We've seen them create, you know, grave damage in local churches and other places.
And, of course, this is really part of a conspiracy against God. Would that be a fair appraisal?
Oh, if it was just one or two individuals or three or a group or even, maybe a thousand. But now we're talking, because in the 70s they began to come to psych wards for help. In the 80s they came by the thousands. In the 90s by the hundreds of thousands, until Holly Hector from Centennial Hospital in Denver, it was a satanic ritual abuse ward where the material she brought out, there was an estimate at that time of 2.5 million. And again, what we need to understand is somebody has created these individuals. They caused the splitting. They did the programming. They did the training. They brought them through rituals. We have no idea across America how many rituals, even on a weekly basis, are really being done. We are living in an unprecedented day of supernatural ramping up. And the dark side, I'm saying, Dr. Monteith, is unprecedented now and will only get deeper and broader and wider as the days come.
And, of course, yesterday we had as a guest on the program when Kennedy was talking about the Amanda Knox trial over in Italy, and it's been covered in our papers. I should say it's been covered up because, of course, this was all about Satanism, about vampirism, about occultism. But, you see, this has to be kept away from the American people. So we'll have no idea about the spiritual battle or what lies ahead. And, of course, what was so significant about what you've uncovered talking to these people who are demonically possessed is they tell you what lies ahead for America. So what do they tell you lies ahead for America?
Well, again, this comes from thousands of hours, years and years and years. And it's been systematic, no matter where they've come from, as long as we can break through the demonic, get down to the inside where the trained, the highly trained ones are, the same message comes out. The term Black Awakening, that's their term. It's a term that means a, it's kind of like an inverted Pentecost, an upside-down Pentecost, where they believe the greatest amount of satanic powers will be unleashed at the same time they, as sleepers, as trained, they call themselves satanic warrior monks or chosen ones, when they're released, they believe across the board, and we found many other psychiatrists and counselors find the same information, all across the United States, Canada, also England and Europe, where they believe that they really are the troops of Antichrist. They believe they're here to serve him. They believe they're here to do one primary thing. They're right now, they are trying to stay hidden and quiet and in kind of a sleeper mode. But when the activation occurs, the call, hundreds of thousands are to be released. And Dr. Monteith, they're supposed to create massive chaos, bring down the electrical grid, bring down the food chain for, you know, interrupt things. Shootings like we saw at Fort Hood or VTech will occur by the thousands across the United States. They say that they will, in the midst of creating the chaos and the fear and the terror, they already have who they will go after. They've already plotted and targeted those that they would think would be resistors to the coming New World Order. So they have to eliminate hundreds of thousands of resistors in the midst of the chaos. And as they begin to do that, the goal ultimately here for America is not to destroy it, because they want to bring its resources into line with globalism. They simply want to bring it down to its knees, collapse it, and cause it to need. So there's going to be sabotage in military, massive sabotage in government, in law enforcement. There will be massive attack in churches. And again, I'm saying from what I've seen, how they operate, what they do, their abilities, they're almost unstoppable once triggered. And we've seen them do the damage.
And of course, they
see it as a massively good thing. They see it as a cleansing, but they're all about creating such massive chaos culture-wide that it does bring collapse for one single purpose. The shadow government, the shadow regime that's hiding, you know, they're creating all this, they're going to come to power. And it's like a coup in a small country where one hidden group eventually rises up to take over everything. It's regime change, but the regime change for them systematically all across the board is they believe in a luciferic being, a ascendancy of luciferic powers. They believe that he really is the good guy. They're like Albert Pike, the Mason that believes a chaos, then a new world order, and that Lucifer is really the light bearer, and that he's the good guy. He's going to bring human spiritual evolution to humanity and bring globalism in a new spiritual age.
Order out of chaos. Order out of chaos. That's one of the Masonic cries, but the Masons are simply one of many organizations, secret organizations, involved in this. Most Masons have no idea what it's all about. But believe me, the inner core does understand there is a world satanic conspiracy, and it's all about globalism, and they talk to you about this concept of world government, don't they? The same sort of world government that our president talks about when he says, I am a citizen of the world, not of the United States, I'm a citizen of the world, were his words.
Exactly. Exactly. This plays to their agenda. What's happening right now, and again, in my personal opinion, the election, there was a supernatural sense behind this last election in a bad sense. Globalism is going to be presented as a good thing on an economic scale, environmental scale, for the sake of peace. But let's make no mistake, there is no such thing as globalism without the spirit that is behind it. The prince of the power of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. That supernatural presence has inspired, initiated, and developed and is evolving the concept of globalism. And there is a systematic agenda. And the neat thing, Dr. Monteith, is that God reveals in biblical prophetic revelation, gives us the heads up, gives us pictures of the major things the enemy's going to do.
Hang on there, Russ. We'll be back in just a moment here. Russ Dizbar of the Apparent.
Have a wedding, New Year's party, business conference, seminar, or holiday event coming up and can't seem to find that place that brings affordability and excellence together? Look no further. Celebrate the season with the redesigned Sable Landing Event Center, now open for your special occasions. Easily accessible and conveniently located 1.5 miles east of I-25 off Highway 119 at the Longmont Firestone exit. Sable Landing will delight your senses and impress your guests with stunning holiday lights, a peaceful garden courtyard, and beautifully lit fountain. Attention to detail and outstanding service is yours. Don't wait. It's peak season, so reserve your place now. Call for your private showing and ask how KHNC listeners can save hundreds on booking your wedding and special event now. 303-651-6427. That's affordable excellence at Sable Landing Event Center. That's 303-651-6427.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stock, certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Sterling Living Center believes the word elderly is synonymous with dignity. This holiday season, spend time with a senior and learn about life from the most experienced people in the world. That was from Sterling Living Center, where they feature the ultimate in skilled nursing care for the aged, convalescent, or chronically ill. Licensed nurses are on duty 24 hours a day, special diets, home-cooked meals, occupational speech and physical therapy, and a doctor on call. If you're thinking about knee or hip replacement, they have the finest rehab. Phone 522-2933. That's 522-2933.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. KHNC listeners are painfully aware of the forces that have brought our economy to the state it's in. We want financial advice from experts who understand what's really going on. The iMoneyCoach.com team has put all the knowledge they use to coach successful people and businesses into a 10-course training program for only a fraction of the cost. Thousands of dollars of training materials and videos for under $200. At iMoneyCoach.com, you'll get the knowledge you need to change your life for the better. iMoneyCoach.com.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, our guest, Russ Dizdar. Russ, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your webpage, how they can get to your book and your other material.
Sure. They can go to www.shatterthedarkness.net. And as they go to shatterthedarkness.net, they're going to notice hundreds of MP3s that are free. But at the top left, they'll see a lot of information about the book, how to get it as a paperback book, but also how to get it as an e-book if they want to do it digitally. And with the book, whether print or e-book, comes the ability to get 70 hours worth of training MP3s also. So we're offering course material with the book, and it shows them in the book how to go to the website and use the code we give them and get those 70 hours of training materials when they purchase the book. So the book is about 660-some pages. It deals with the origins of this super soldier and the satanic ritual abuse and really the spirit behind globalism. It gives a lot of inside information. There's a couple hundred other books that we give quotes to in the book, and we've quoted Dr. Stan Monteith's book, The Brotherhood of Darkness.
Yes, I was rather surprised when they came across that, and I appreciate your mentioning of our work, but I think it's so important that our listeners understand that this is not imaginary. It is very real. There is a spiritual dimension out there. There are demonic spirits which come from the spiritual dimension, and of course they were intimately involved with the Nazi movement, which was based on the occult and certainly demonic possession. I mean, how do you understand the Holocaust? I mean, I have interviewed people over there who were at Auschwitz, pulling the bodies out of the rooms after they've been gassed and taking away the clothes and taking away the fillings. And we have a 4-tape set on the Holocaust. It happened. All sorts of material out there to convince you it didn't happen. Oh, no Jews were killed, or only a few Jews were killed. And what people don't understand, this was a horrible demonic activity. And those demons have left the Germany, and many of them came to America. I mean, they came over here when we brought the Nazi scientists here in Operation Paperclip, and of course our CIA helped many of them, at least 10,000 and perhaps as many as 40 or 50,000 of the Nazis. We helped them escape to South America and spend the rest of their life there. But the demonic spirits are now, many of them are here, working within our society, waiting for when the word is given. How will they know when the word is given, Russ?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, we've watched when, for example, we were in an officer's home. This is an officer that recruited me to be a police chaplain and teach on satanic crime in the police academy. Now, this officer, I probably engaged at least 20 different sub-personalities. Again, some could speak many other languages, very sophisticated personalities, very militaristic. We sat many times in that person's home, guarding them. When phone calls came in, there were tones. Sometimes it would just sound like some kind of scratchy sound, but when you slowed it down, what it was like a microburst. It was actually a language, whether sometimes it came in Chinese or came in Spanish, but it was actually a message that was speeded up when it came across. A sub-personality that was trained to hear it would hear it and know what to do, or if it's tones. Sometimes when I was in a federal officer's home, his wife was from the Satanic Coven stuff. Right when people were guarding this person with weapons and everything, the phone would ring, and they would let it go to the answering machine, and a simple phrase. In the beginning days, we didn't understand this, but a phrase would, you know, some kind of statement, and then this person would completely switch and kind of black out, and then the sub-personality that knows what that means comes up, and usually it's a runner or they're to attack somebody. This has happened again and again. Now, the other side of this is that some have said, well, it's going to be some kind of, if you think in terms of a dog whistle, that when a dog whistle's blown, the rest of us don't hear it, but obviously the dogs do. The idea is there's going to be a nationwide, either a code or some kind of sound. Now, I believe it goes beyond that, though. If we look in Revelation chapter 16, where the beast and the dragon and the false prophet, they send out demonic presence to the kings of the earth to supernaturally gather them for the day of Armageddon. So there is a sense that the activation may be simultaneous with this burst of satanic demonic manifestation. We've seen this happen in satanic ritual format where they've raised demons and sent them, but this will be in a broader, a massive level. There's a lot of New Agers that are talking that they spiritually feel that a planetary spiritual wave is going to come and help alter and move humanity into the new age. Well, is that this demonic spirits that are sent to activate and manifest, you know, and create this massive chaos that guides us? I think that that may be it. Demonic presence, I don't rule out technology being used, and that could be a tone, that can be you know, a microwave burst, that can be a lot of things. But I think that there's definitely going to be a simultaneous, because we look in Scripture, there is no advancement to the cause of Satan without direct satanic power that initiates that movement forward. Never is there anything that Satan does that doesn't involve his power to move things forward. So I believe that the secret power of lawlessness spoken about in 2 Thessalonians 2, that when the one that is holding things back, you know, the restrainer, when things are removed, there's going to be an onslaught, I believe, of demonic manifestation and an activation for this chaos, this mass revolt.
And then there will be hell here on earth, ladies and gentlemen. The enemy is not over in Afghanistan. In fact, there are less than 100 members of Al-Qaeda. We have 100,000 troops over there fighting 100 members of Al-Qaeda. I mean, come on now. I mean, does this make any sense? No, the enemy is here and the battle is here. It's for the soul and the heart of the American people. And we're losing that battle because the churches won't speak out against this. And you're not going to hear about this through regular channels. That's why I do what I do 5 hours a day. And I'm sure why Russ does what he's done. And his book is very, very important. And it put out by Lulu.com. And does your website tell how they can get copies of your book?
Absolutely. Yeah, they can go to the website and they'll see the actual cover of the book. They'll have links. Well, they simply click on where it says The Black Awakening. It'll actually they can either go, that'll either take them directly to the publisher, or there's a separate web page, www.theblackawakening.com. That'll give them videos and introductory podcasts on the book too.
If you have a question, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The people of Rush Housing Authority believe that respect and care for the elderly is important year-round. With the busy holiday season upon us, we must remember our seniors. Remember by offering a helping hand with chores, giving rides, or simply taking time to visit and make sure they're safe. Letting them know you care could be the greatest gift you give this year. That's from the Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 842-5046.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
We'll be right back.
garage. Do we have a caller? Who's on the line?
Hi, this is Steve from Conifer, Colorado. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Steve?
Good. I want to ask some questions. I had heard some other programming with remote viewing and things of that nature, and I wanted to hear what your thoughts were on people trying to do things like remote viewing and such, and I'll listen to what you have to say, and God bless, and I think we all need to pray a lot.
Absolutely. What about remote viewing and out-of-body experience? Is there any truth to that sort of thing, Russ?
Absolutely. And a matter of fact, this is something really the church has not yet begun to see, and maybe many others. Remote viewing that really kind of began, maybe in the 70s. Ingo Swann and Hal Puthoff and many of the others. It went to Stargate, the project there with Ed Dames and Buchanan and Monroe and we've read just probably every single one of the remote viewers. We've engaged a few. We've been involved in this heavily because it has a connection to the old concepts of astral projection. It's a little more sanitized. As a matter of fact, Ingo Swann, who they claim is the father of popular controlled remote viewing, please understand, this has not only been used in military, is being used in military. People like Colonel Shannon that authored the 1st Earth Battalion, kind of a new age manual for soldiers, he's been recalled. Remote viewing military specialists are in operation right now. Now, here's the thing. Anybody can go to the web and find SciTech, thousands of pages on the subject, but it's spread to where now thousands and thousands and thousands of people, United States, Canada, Europe, are now learning the principles of remote viewing. Edgar Mitchell, when I was in Roswell, spoke publicly that it is only a human activity and that's all that it is. Well, no, it's not. They need human enhancement. All remote viewers will acknowledge this. They go kind of passive. Simply this. They receive data. They call it data. We say revelation. They get stuff coming down into their unconscious to where they can see they believe now they can remote view the past, the present, objects anywhere in the world. They can remote heal. They can touch. This can be used in warfare. But they're receiving the information. They're acknowledging that they're connected to something outside themselves. They call it the collective unconscious or the Akashic records. This is the ancient occult understanding with Edgar Cayce and others, where they are receiving messages from this hall, what they call the hall of records, that they're kind of tapped into or allowing it to tap into them. Well, what they don't know is that this is the realm, again, the second chapter of Ephesians, the prince of the power of the air. It's the Greek word eros, meaning the immediate dense atmosphere of the earth. People are calling it the global brain, the living conscious universe, or the field, this energy presence around the globe in the air. Well, it's there, but they're not seeing what it really is. This is a place of massive, massive demonic presence. There's an operating work flowing from that realm. Now, listen, this is important because we've done deliverance with remote viewers. We had one, and again, in The Chosen One, sub-personalities can be trained to be the remote viewer, whereas the front person may not know how to do this. We've engaged one where they talked about an energy that empowered them, that enabled them, and then we prayed, and they said that it was not just energy. The energy was connected to an entity called Argon. Well, we engaged this personality called Argon. We commanded it to stay there, not go away. We commanded it to tell this person what it really was. And then eventually we had to command this presence, Argon, we commanded it in Jesus' name, show yourself to this person what you really look like. Because this person, this remote viewer, thought it was a translucent New Age spirit that helped them get out into the ether, they call it, this outer world. And they realized this thing is hideous, ugly, and finally, Dr. Monteith, we commanded it to tell in Jesus' name what it ultimately wanted. And I'm telling you before God right now, this person, this demonic presence yelled back to take them to blankety-blank hell. That person then, that remote viewer person then, wanted this thing off of them, out of them. Of course, we commanded it out. And from that moment, they confessed they were not able to do this. They weren't linked any longer. So it scares me that there are so many. Even Ed Dames's Mind Dazzle videos and DVDs are being given free to schools, you know, high schools across the nation for kids to begin to get into it. Because they're all saying it's a natural ability, and I'm saying absolutely not. It is not a natural ability. It is a human enhancement, but the enhancement comes from energy or presence that they're not understanding what it is. That energy is connected to entities, and that is where the demonic is operating from.
And they're being introduced into this with Harry Potter, and they're being introduced into it to many of our motion pictures and vampire films, and it all seems like so much fun. But, of course, they're laying themselves open to demonic possession. And of course, the important thing is that as a true Christian, you have the ability to command the devils, not through your power at all, but through the blood of Jesus Christ. And we do have, through our Lord, certainly we can command these spirits who have to obey. Isn't that true, Russ?
Absolutely. And Jesus said, I have given you authority to trample on this dark side, to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. And Steve's correct. The prayer, massive intercession and prayer from the church. I mean, here's the real sleeping giant, the body of Christ. You know, I don't know about everybody else, but the last number of churches, and I go to church, but I'm shocked that we're seeing 38 seconds worth of prayer. Maybe 58 seconds in an entire service worth of prayer. Where is the massive intercession for the souls and lives of lost people in America? Or the intercession that prays against the rise of demonic presence and for exposure of this radical evil? We're in trouble here.
Well, Rush, we're out of time. God bless. We'll have you back on again real soon. Thanks so much for sharing with us.
Thank you, Dr. Monteith.
Bye-bye.
God bless.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
This is George Flynn of SelfDefenseGuns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit SelfDefenseGuns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning take this opportunity to remind area drivers that the safe operation of a motor vehicle and the consumption of alcohol do not mix. When you take to the road this holiday season, take along the three C's of safety, caution, courtesy, and common sense. That's from A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning, the experts who can tell you if your last year's fuel bill was grossly out of line, and if it was, what repairs or replacements would offer the greatest long-term savings. Call 303-659-1087. 303-659-1087. Mention this holiday reminder for fast service. That's A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Dan back here at the American Freedom Network. I hope you enjoyed our program this morning. If you can enjoy something like this, but the trouble is, it really is true. We have a four-tape set on Operation Paperclip. This goes into how the CIA and the military brought the German scientists to America after the Second World War, helped the scientists and so many of the most vicious of the Nazis, the Martin Bormans, Klaus Barbie, Eichmann, Dr. Mengele, all escaped to South America, and of course the CIA covered up for them after that. Why? Because there is a dark side of the CIA. It's compartmentalized. Most members of the CIA have no idea it's there, but it is there. This is not imaginary. We have Colin Ross's excellent book. It used to be Operation Bluebird. Now it's the CIA Doctors. We have 18,000 pages of suppressed government reports on their mind control experiments. You can actually get the 18,000 pages from us and read them through. Understand that they are working with mind control. We have a four-tape set on mind control. My interviews with Kathy O'Brien and certainly with Mark Phillips. And, of course, she was a victim of this. We have a four-CD set on satanic crimes and the book Satanic Crimes. You must understand these things. We're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And when the word is given, all hell's going to break out here. And our troops are going to be over fighting the 100 members of Al-Qaeda there in Afghanistan, while, of course, chaos reigns here at home. And American troops are out guarding the American empire all throughout the world. But the enemy is not in Afghanistan or in Pakistan or in Iraq. The enemy is in New York, and the enemy is within Washington, D.C. The enemy is working within our churches to simply conceal the truth from the Christians of this country. The only force that can possibly save the world is the Christian Church of America, and it is losing by default because either the ministers don't know or they're afraid to speak out. They're afraid even to tell you who it was who took God and prayer out of our schools, the Masonic presence. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Get the information. Help us get it out. There is a conspiracy against Christianity. There is a conspiracy against God. And that's what it's all about. And get Russ's material and get a copy of this radio program that you heard this morning from the American Freedom Network and listen to it several times. And we have other interviews with Russ, but get what you heard this morning. Excellent background of what's going on, and get Russ's material and understand the true nature of the battle in which America is involved today. Understand that what's going on over in Afghanistan and in Iraq and our attack on Pakistan and the coming war with Iran, it's all a diversion to take your attention off the real battle, which is being fought for the souls of Americans and the future of our nation today. And so until tomorrow at the time, Dr. Dan, goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Got a home project of mine, but no idea what kind of tools and equipment you'll need? No worry. Grand Rental Station has knowledgeable, friendly consultants to walk you through the process. The Grand Rental staff of experts will guide you through selecting the right equipment, teaching you how to use it safely and correctly, and suggestions on how to achieve professional results. Give the staff of professionals a call today in Loveland. 970-669-3866. That's 970-669-3866. Rent the equipment.